All the East Coast states, except Florida, have severe drought conditions. Wyoming and Montana also are suffering. The drought began last fall, and meteorologists say current rainfall is not enough to end it. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Much of the East Coast woke up to the gentle pitter-pat of rain a few mornings this week. The precipitation is welcome relief, but only an inch or so has fallen. Doug LeCompte is senior meteorologist at the Climate Prediction Center, part of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
Along the eastern seaboard, we still do have severe drought from Georgia into Maine.
The rain and snowstorms along the coast have saturated dry ground, bringing March rainfall levels up to normal. But this puts just a small dent in the rain shortfall, which began several months ago.
It's not unusual to have a dry month or two in the wintertime, but what was unusual is both the persistence of the dryness and the magnitude of the dryness. Not only was every month from October to February below normal, but every month was way below normal.
In order to avoid water restrictions this summer, the East Coast will need months of above-average rainfall, about an extra 7 to 10 inches. The story is similar in much of Wyoming and Montana, while regions of West Texas, Southern California, and Arizona have moderate drought conditions. LeCompte predicts all these areas will get rain over the next few weeks, but the longer-term seasonal forecast is less promising.
There are some signs that drier, warmer weather will come back later on in the spring and possibly in the summer and in the fall for different portions of the eastern seaboard.
LeCompte admits he's not very confident about this long-term forecast. Despite advanced computer modeling, there's still a lot of randomness in the way the atmosphere works. One signal that the drought may persist is the warming of Pacific waters off the coast of South America. This indicates the beginning of another El Niño, a weather phenomenon that can trigger periods of dryness in the U.S. Alice Nobry, NPR News, Washington.